So I want to exhort a little bit about this most incredible operation that usually what the Lord will do, he'll introduce you to an operation, but then he'll fill that operation with a word so you know. And then sometimes he'll lead you by the word into an operation. It has to be on the foundation of his word. Amen. If you see the progression of how the upper room mysteries work, it's very important you see that. You don't just have the knowledge that you can see John 14, 15, 16, and 17 and understand the whole progression. That was all one teaching. King James broke it up in chapters, but that wasn't, shouldn't, it should all been one big chapter, because when he started, as soon as Judas left the room, he began and he released that whole mystery, the greatest single mystery ever. And then John filled in more of it is in his smaller books. But if you understand the whole progression of that mystery that began with where I am, my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. And we've been over this a lot. And he goes, I prepared a place, a place. Every one of you have a very specific place in the Father. The Lord's prepared a dwelling room for you. Whether you check in or don't check in, it's still yours. It's been prepared for every single born-again believer. The Lord himself prepared it. And then the first thing he did is he left us his words concerning this. But then he said something. He said, I'm no longer going to be speaking to you. I'm going away, but I'm going to leave this administration of my words to the Holy Spirit. He's going to take up the administration of my words. He'll be the one responsible for unveiling these mysteries to you, because you're not going to understand this with your natural mind. He's going to teach you all these things and bring all this to your remembrance. He's going to receive of everything that I have for you, everything that I have prepared for you. He's going to show it. He's going to declare it, disclose it, transmit it. He's going to show it to you, and he's going to teach you how to come. He's going to teach you. He did. The word says he teaches you things to come, but the word things was not there. It's not in the Greek. He said he would teach you how to come to where I am. That word come is ekakamea. It means jurisdictional transfer. So he's going to teach you the way of jurisdictional transfer to come to where I am. This really was the heart of the Father from the day a person would be born again. He wanted them to learn about, at that point, once they're born again, he wanted them to learn who they were as sons, and his ultimate goal was reconciliation to the Father. Now, we all feel we're reconciled. One of the hard parts that I'm having right now is when I talk to people about this, if they're not sitting under these teachings, they already think they have it. And so you're just talking to a wall most of the time, and I don't even know how to say it to them. I don't know until the whole demonstration of it comes that there's some people just, they already have. What they do is they believe I already been reconciled to the Father. I know the Father, but their actions don't represent that, because John said, if you dwell with the Father, you won't do this. You can't do this. If you're really dwelling with the Father, you can't hate your brother. You can't hold on to things. You can't. Those are two diametrically opposed places. When you dwell with the Father, it's going to change you. And it's a living place. And he goes, I'm going to bring you to where my Father is. Now, he also gave very specific, because I'm going to run through this kind of quick. Amen. He gave specific instructions on how to move into the Father. Everybody wants to move in, but if you do it the way he said to do it, you don't have to do it. I know people that have carved their pathways. I've known people who fasted their way into the Father. I know people who worshiped their way into the Father. But what I found about that is they don't know how to stay there, because it's a very high place. And eventually what happens when they come out of the fast, they drop out of where they were. When they come out, they're not upheld in that place. One thing the word will do, if you'll do it the way the Lord said, whatever you achieve by faith and keeping his words, it'll uphold you there. Amen. So the work that you do, or the labor, the spiritual labor you do, will be sustained, and you won't lose it. Because you find out when you walk with God, you can gain places and lose places. If you're not careful, we can't just gain a place just to turn around and lose it. You have to gain it and keep it. Amen. Say gain it and keep it, because that's keep it. So you sustain there, because what will happen, you'll be of all men most miserable if you gain a place in God and then walk and then drop out of that place, because all you want to do is you're pining to get back there. And this is what happens with men that get anointings by association. They'll get into something and anointing will come upon them and it'll elevate them into a place in God. But then eventually if they don't know how to stay there, they'll drop out, and all their life they're pining to get back to the place they were. And a lot of them die of broken hearts. They literally do. A lot of ministers die of broken hearts, believe it or not, because especially the hungry ones that have touched places in God but never was able to get back. And because once you touch a place, you got to live there. It's a glorious place. Now, he says this. He says, if a man will keep my words, him my Father will love. He gave you the mystery. And he says, and he prayed in the final prayer in John 17. He said, sanctify us through the truth. That word is truth. The word sanctify means set apart or separate. Amen. Separate them, Father, by thy truth. Set them apart unto yourself by word, by the truth. It's not just all the words, because if you just go start keeping the words, you'll just get under law. What are you going to do? Open the book of Leviticus and say, well, okay, I'm going to keep all this. And then if I keep all this, the Father will love me. Well, you'll get into work so fast, and it'll become bondage to you. He was talking about the words he was giving them there in the upper room. If he goes, keep these words. If you understand these words and you understand their pinnacle scriptures that I use, the 7, 8, 9, or 10 of them I'll do when I'm moving into the Father. And what I'm looking for is, because I'll hold these, in the way you keep the word is through a process of awareness, focus, and acknowledgement. Amen? Are you with me? That's how you keep it. So you're holding a promise, where you are, there I'm also. I'm not holding it here, my mind's over there thinking about tomorrow. You can't, the way you move in this type of kingdom is you have to be centered. Amen? Focused. As the Lord spoke to me, he goes, the greatest thing that you have going right now is focus. You got to protect the focus. Say, protect the focus. He said, focus and compass in my kingdom. If you're moving in my kingdom, focus and compass are all things. Because you cannot move in the kingdom without focus, compass, and revelation. Amen. You have to have a focused, and he sets a compass, he develops the focus, and you stay on the course. Amen. And that's how I lock into these places. So when we're locking into Father is where I am, I'm focused on this word. And I'm speaking into this place, and I'm practicing the awareness. And as you do this, you'll get very proficient at it. Every single level you move in with God, you use the same exact operations of focus, awareness, and acknowledgement. Amen? Acknowledging of every good thing that's in you, in Christ, in the Father, all that. See that? Now, that's how you'll break in. If you break in that way, so what I'll do is I'll go through these scriptures. I'm going through different ones. This is the day. I know that I dwell in you, Lord. Now, I'm already in the rest, so I'm already pretty acclimated at this point. When I'm approaching the Father, he says, this is that day. I know I'm in the rest, that I dwell in you, Lord, and we dwell in the Father. So I'm looking at these different scriptures, and I'm waiting for this door to open. So as I'm going through these different ones. That's why you need them in you. Look at your neighbor and say, in you. In you. Like, here's a good one. You no longer speak to me in private. You are now my high priest, Lord. You ever live it to make intercession for me. And this is the day, the hour, that you openly reveal the Father to me. This is the day that you glorify the Father to me. You show me the Father. It is your will that I be with you. See, I'm right here when I do that. And what I'm doing, I'm waiting for that to open. You'll feel an opening. You'll feel a certain opening when you're just going through this. And it's like, here's a really good one. I'll say, I know and believe, Father, the love that you have towards me. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in you, Father, and you in me. And so I'm going through these things. I'm looking for this. As soon as that opening goes, I'm there. Amen. You'll feel it. Amen. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You'll feel that. And sometimes you got to wait. Now, a lot of people are trying to go through the door and straight to the Father. If that works for you, God bless you. That doesn't work for me. If it works consistently for you, stay with it. Amen. I can't go through the door and go straight up to the Father. I can't do that. I have to go to the throne of grace a lot now. These days I'm going to the grace a lot of grace. I've learned to obtain a massive amount of grace. It makes it easy. I go to the throne of grace to obtain grace, grace, and more grace. I always pray the prayer of dunamis, always, always, always. And I'm staying there till I feel acclimated. And I'm always asking, show me, Lord, lead me, Lord. I'm here to follow you. And I always go to the rest. And then I go to the double rest, which is the Garden of the Lilies, phenomenal place. If you get there, you'll find going to the Father quite easy because all your works have ceased. I'm just telling you, it's the most amazing place outside the Father. The Lily's Grace, in my opinion, is the most glorious place ever. You're totally detached from the world. It's so quiet and glorious. When you're in the Garden of the Lily's Grace, it's so incredibly quiet because everything's done there. It's like a lily. All he does is just sit in a state of perfect rest and receive all day. He doesn't do anything else. It just sits and rests and receives. And you get into that place where all your flesh is put to rest. All anxiety, all everything, all unrest, it's perfection of harmony. And it's a literal place that belongs to you, if you know how to get there. And once you get there, and you're clothed in the Lily's grace, getting to the Father is very easy at that point. So there's things that the Lord's given along this way. And if you learn to dwell in the Father every day, now here's where I said all that to say this. I didn't mean to spend this much time. Why does he want us to go to the Father? He has to bring you there. Now, he gave you a nature that can contain him, but he said that the word has to be sown in an honest and good heart. Now, there's a lot of things the enemy's going to do in war against your heart. Everyone, if you get close enough to God, you'll be a carrier of promise. It's just natural. God gives you a promise. Amen. Some promises are larger than others, but those promises, they can all come a certain way, but there's a certain way God designed promises to come forth. You have to understand your heart is a garden, but the enemy is totally always at war with the heart. He's at war with the heart because he wants to own your birthing center. That's what he's after. He's after your birthing center. He wants to detach you, and he knows if you get through that door, that's where God's going with you. And that's why he always tries to keep you out of the door. If he can keep you out of the door, he keeps you managed. Amen. You become a managed person. You become very unmanageable when you learn to get into these places. Amen. Because he loses all his authority over you. And when he loses his authority over you, he can't manipulate you. He can't manipulate your heart. So what happens is the Father brings your heart, and I mean, before God starts planting the heavens, he's uprooting. The Father God has his love is so amazing and so full. And I mean, God can purge you and you'll love it. The Father God can love you in a way the Lord can do it too. And but the Lord's dealing with your old man as the high priest. He's exercising authority over that old man. He's putting him to death. We talked about how he does that. You don't have to be subjected to testing and trials. Or your high priest can cut that stuff away for you if you know how he does that and where he does it. We talked about that Sunday, but the heart belongs, the heart is the Father's. And so as we come into the love of the Father, he has to do certain things in our heart to prepare us for kingdom come. All the time he's doing this, he also gives us operations of anointings that bypasses all this stuff in a certain way. So we can function, we can be anointed. I mean, God anointed me for 18 years and I was a mess. I'm just telling you straight up, I had some serious issues that required people to have tissues. I mean, I had some issues. I could make them cry. Everyone say, oh me. No, don't say amen. Anyway, but you can live like that with all that stuff, and God will anoint you, and you think you're doing good till you get up in these realms. And then God, see, the Father's love, when you come in there, he starts uprooting the whole garden. So in October, when I introduced the Father's love, it was so glorious. I didn't want to do anything else. I just want to live here. It's like Rick Joyner said, the people who made it to the Father's mountain, they never want to leave. Find out you don't have to leave. You just keep coming back. Praise God. If you know how to get up the mountain, you can get there every day. It's the glorious thing ever. I pinch myself sometime that I get to do this every day for a living, just to dwell. Hallelujah. So, as you get up there, the Father's restructuring the garden because what he wants to do is plant the heavens in you. What he really wants to do is prepare a Garden of Eden within you, because you have the capacity now for the Garden of Eden and the wellsprings of life to come out of you. But he's got to prepare that garden to plant with, because God's not going to contend with the stuff in your heart. If we want to have this stuff, he'll let us function with him with the stuff. You see it all the time, but it's not his best. His best is to bring our heart. Now, you're not going to see what's in your heart. There's no possible way. Your mind has the kind of lens to see what's going on down here. And one session and a father will show you that. Trust me. Two sessions, you'll be toast, because he has a lens system that's not of this world. He has a light that's not of this world. Your mind cannot look in the heart and say, oh, this is what's in the way. You can't possibly know what's in the way. God has the capacity to go down when you were 2 years old. He can go down when you were down. He can go down when your soul is compacted stuff for years and you don't know it's compacted. He'll go down there and open those rooms up, because he is going to thoroughly purge the threshing floor. See, he's going to go in there. He's going to open all the realms and plant the heavens. See, and to do that, he wants you to be what? Rooted and grounded in love. So he's going to uproot things. And he's going to love you the whole time he's doing it. It's fabulous experience. It's amazing. Now, what he's going to do ultimately, that's what the Lord said. My Father will love him. Say, my Father will love him. Father, I think you love them the way you love me. He said, I pray you be with me where I am. I will that you be with me where I am. You may behold my glory. My Father's loved me from the foundation of the world. And Father, I think you love them with the same love you love me. He wants to get you to that love. That is his mission. If you get connected with that mission, get focused, you'll get there. No matter what the enemy tells you, no matter what your head will tell you, you will get there. If you do it his way, you'll stay there. Amen. If somebody's hungry enough, they're going to get there alone, just any kind of compass. But if you do it his way by keeping his word, you'll stay there. And the key is to stay. You got to stay long enough for him to prepare the garden. Does that make sense? So come March, was actually February, he started bringing me the volley, because I want you to start holding the Constitution before man. I was just holding the whole thing. He said, I want you to receive dunamis. I didn't really know what was going on. And I had an experience in February, but it wasn't like March 11th. And long story short, March 11th came, and I'd been doing this 2 or 3 weeks, just receiving, once I was in the Father's love, and something happened on March 11th. And this is what, I said all this to get right here. Amen? Because right here is the place. Every time you get in a new place, like, wow. So something happened. I encountered the Father, and I've been talking about it, this promise in me. He didn't take the whole promise, but he took a section of it and he conceived. It conceived. Say conceived. What does that mean? It conceived. I know what happened to me that day. It was so amazing. I'm thinking, what is going on? And as I would go back into prayer, because nobody taught me what's happened here. And so he showed me in the word what happened. He said, your promise conceived, just like Sarah's did, just like Mary's did. Your promise conceived. You see, your promise can sit there. You know, God can give you a promise, and you can have a wicked heart, and that promise will sit there and sit there and sit there. Because its hope is one day that it finds the proper ground. But it'll sit. That's why people can run from God. They can be sitting there running from God, and that promise will still be speaking to them, see. They can be in all manner of sin, and that promise will still be speaking. It never stops. But that doesn't mean it's conceived. It's just speaking. It's still got to have the proper ground. Once he gets that ground right, the Father will release the dunamis for conception. By faith, Sarah received dunamis. Amen? Now, something happens when this happens. Maybe 5 or 6 weeks into this now. Every week that goes by, because what happens is I go through this whole thing every day, but then this new edition, I'm telling you, things to come, amen, is awesome. I'm going to tell you, your capacity as a believer is far beyond anything you could ever imagine. Your heart and the capacity to birth very large things. Everyone thinks they have to have large faith. You don't have to have large faith. Large faith will be a result. All you have to do is have the right heart, and you get a conceived promise, and that thing will start growing in there. When that promise starts growing, I started saying, what is going on? Because I'd go into the Father, and then what I would find is the Father, I'd be loving the Father like I've been doing the last 5 months, and then the Father would drop down in here. in this promise, and this promise that used to be just promise, it started living. It became very living. I mean, it lived, and I was living in it. But it wasn't just me and the promise. The Father was there continuously, and He has been almost every single day. I'm like, why are you here? I mean, I thought you would be up here. You would give this to me, and we'd about it. And that's not the way it works. When the Father conceives, He comes with it. And He showed me, He said, at what point did I come? Because the Lord said, my Father and I are one. At one point did they become one in perfect union? The day He was conceived in Mary's womb, the Father came with Him in that conception. He comes with a conceived word. He does not dwell with a word of promise. He dwells with a word that's conceived. Does that make sense? Are we flowing? Amen. When you get the conceived promise, you're going to have one of the most glorious experiences you've ever known, ever. With a Father to drop down in your garden. The heart, don't picture your heart as like this space right here. Heart's a huge, very large place once you get it there. The Father comes and dwells there. The Lord's there. The Holy Spirit's there. And the more that you're in touch with it and tune with it, because once it conceives, it takes a life of its own at this point. And it starts growing and living and developing. And you dwell there in a living state. In fact, you walk out of that realm. You come back to this one. And I've had to do a double take a couple of times. I can't realize which one's more real. Because I've heard men of God say this, that they tap in these places and it becomes so real. I can't decide sometimes what's realer to me here or there. Because when I come in here and I look around, I'm like, this is nothing like what I see there. So I just decided I'm not even going to exercise faith until I'm there. What's the use of me exercising faith in this realm? Because there's no reality here to me anymore. The reality is in there. Because there's truth and here's the crowning operation. It's filled continuously with a Father's love. He's dwelling in love continuously in that promise. What does that do when He does that? It brings assurance. It brings confidence. It brings a living, breathing promise. And you're dwelling every day, and there's never any doubt associated with it. And so what happens, you're living in this reality, and there's so full of rest and dunamis and love. You're living in this reality in there, and you come out here, and you're not even worried about what's going on out here. Because that becomes more real than this realm. And what happens is this grows there. See, without the Father, you're not going to have that continuous assurance. So you're having the fight. Now, there's people who know how to exercise faith without all this. But it's hard work, because you're exercising against all the systems of the world. In that realm, you're not exercising against anything. You're totally in His world. You're in His realm. Amen. You're in His rest. You're in His love. And when He comes to dwell, He brings His love with it. Now, I've called a few people. I mean, I was calling Chuck yesterday. I was telling Anna, I'm giving them play by play here. I'm like, there's nothing like it. I don't think yet. To have the Father come sit down in your heart with promise that's very dear to you and fill you with His love is one thing to be loved by Him without anything. I do that every single day. I mean, but then when you get into kingdom transference and dealing with promise and to have Him love you with that promise. Oh, man. Because it's your Father and you know He's giving it to you. And all this is happening outside of the world. And I'm like, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Because when this comes birth, when it comes from here, the final phase is coming out here. There is nothing the devil can do about it. And here's what the Father told me. He said, every child takes on the DNA of its parent. What's in that womb is incredibly important to the life of that child. When that thing is born, and dwelling in a womb, conceived in a womb of love, rest, and dunamis power, when it comes out, guess what's going to be associated all of its days? Love, rest, and dunamis power. You won't have to work it. It'll have love all over it all the time. It'll have dunamis and rest all over it all the time. And you won't have to manage it. God will manage it. Because it's His. It's just as much, and here's the concept I want you to understand. It's just as much His as it is yours. And trust me on this, if you can, He has more joy over it than you do. I'm like, which one of us are having more fun with this? Because this has not become anymore just a thing you do. This is an experience. This is fun. I look forward to this every day. I'll fight for it. If I can't get there, I'll get there. The other day, it took me 3 different sessions, but I got there because there's nothing like it. I will not let it go ever. I don't think you can at this point because the Father's there with it. He's always there with it. I'm like, it's the most surreal experience. The Father's there. He's living too. It's not just a promise that you see anymore. This is what Abraham did. Those stars got in him. The sand of the seashore got in him. And the Father brought that to life inside them. See, Abraham operated in our jurisdiction because he operated in accounted righteousness. Him and David was not supposed to operate like this, but they foresaw our operation and they jumped in. Amen. Oh, I forgot those notes. Dang it. So I wanted to say this. Kenneth Hagin, Billy Brim last night, the Lord's kind of doing some things these days. I'll be surfing and the Lord said, watch that right there. And I watch it and it's confirming what's happening. And I was watching Kenneth Hagin and, well, it wasn't Kenneth Hagin because he's died, but, Billy Brim, she used to work for him and she was on with, Gloria Copeland and anybody else saw that yesterday? Anyway, she was working for him. And she, heard him expound on some of these prophecies he was giving. And he came into her one day and said, listen, there's coming a day you will be alive. I will not be. But these two worlds, the eternal world and this world are going to converge. And the closer we get to that convergence is that unseen realm of the kingdom is going to come into fullness into this realm. He goes, I will not be here, but you will. He told Billy Brim, you'll be here to witness this. He goes, but I've seen it. And the spirit, he said, the unseen realm is going to come in to the seen realm the closer you get to the last days. Oh, my. Isn't that glorious? He said some other things, and I wrote them down, but I didn't bring the note. But I remember that part. Very powerful. And this is what I'm talking about. This unseen realm that when you're here doesn't mean a lot. When you're there and it gets conceived, that unseen realm begins to live inside your heart by the eye of faith through a living dwelling Garden of Eden within you. It's so real that it once it gets to this point, it's getting ready to be seen. At this point, you see that? And that's what God's going to do in this last days. He's got a whole generation of sons and daughters that are carrying promise right now. Amen. And these promises cannot be accomplished by anything man can do. So there's a lot of frustrated people out there because they don't know what to do with these promises. There's a lot of hungry people. But God's going to converge in the last days, and he's put all of his unseen kingdom in his people, see. Everyone's carrying a part of his kingdom in an unseen realm, but what he's going to do is show his sons and daughters how to bring forth the unseen. And what's going to happen is a global community of believers are going to give simultaneous birth of the unseen realm. And when they do, the world is not ready for what's about to happen. Kenneth Hagin said in his prophecy, he said that in a day that's come, there's going to be media that's going to follow these manifested sons. And he goes, there are going to be a lot of translations, so they'll be preaching and the media's following because the demonstration will be so great like the world's never seen that they're following them. All of a sudden, they're demonstrating. They get taken up and they're in another city, but the media will have the capacity to see that same person simultaneously in the other city, and it's going to baffle the world in front of their eyes because they're going to be demonstrating to a level that media's going to be following these demonstrations, and they're going to see them simultaneously translated. Isn't that powerful? Whew. Now, Chris, put that wheel up for a minute. So sometimes you don't always see what you need to see. Put the image, the diagram. Anybody getting anything out of this? I'm just telling you things to come. Stay on course. Because you have to get to where your garden's ready for the Father to plant the heavens. When he plants the heavens, he's going to plant things that are so far beyond your capacity to ever do in the natural. Okay, look at the outer rim. See the outer rim? That's the 12 different Okay, look at the bottom down there. What do you see? Omniscient wisdom, omnipotent dominion, omnipresence, time habitation. You know what omnipresence is? That's an operation of consistent translation. You tap into the omnipresence of God by the power of God. Now, these realms belong to the saints. Now, if you understand how it works, omnipresence relocates you. It can relocate you in the spirit, or it can relocate you geographically. Omniscience, as soon as you get relocated, you get downloaded to where, like Paul said, I was with you in spirit. Omnipresence relocated, omniscience downloaded the entire operation of the church. He says, I was joying and beholding your order. One church says, I've come to judge. The other one, he was joying and beholding the order. Omnipotent dominion gives you the power to function in that realm of the spirit once you see what's going on. I taught a whole lot on that somewhere. It's powerful. It's somewhere in all those teachings on the, it's a very powerful operation. Amen. So that's stuff to come. It's part of our operation. God is going to bring his church into a supernatural operation. That's why the people of God have to progress up into these realms. Otherwise, if they keep getting taught the same thing they're being taught, they're only going to bring forth the same thing. We have to come to a church age of the supernatural operations becoming natural. Amen. We're growing up into it. Amen. It's all going to be done under the Father's love. Isn't that glorious? Hallelujah. How many want God to plant the heavens? Stay on the course. Stay on the course of love. Don't allow anything to keep you from the Father's love. You got to get to the place where you dwell in it and understand why you're dwelling in it. Because he loves you first. But to understand how much he loves you, he's going to get intimately involved with your promises. He's going to get intimately involved with the desires of your heart in a way that you have never seen him. When you see, when he plants the heavens in you, he's so intimately involved with your desires. It's amazing. It's just, I've been ministering for a long time. I haven't experienced anything like this. I'm just loving it. Hallelujah. I'm just showing you some, bringing some fruit back from the land saying, it's good. It's good. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, it's good. It's good. Look at your neighbor and say, it's good. It's good. So when we come here on Tuesdays, sometimes God will use these as teaching sessions, but there's a couple times we've been able to reach into the Father, but we can get up into the rest, but I can't, when I go to the Father, it's such an intimate place, I can't release what I'm doing this with you guys. So maybe it's part of the way that I'm leading, because I can't fully release into the Father with all, it's such an intimate place, you know. So when I try to do that, there might be a way to do it, just haven't found a way to do it yet, consistently. Getting into the garden's pretty consistent. That's a good place. But if you get to the rest, you can go to the Father. It's kind of hard. I think that's the Lord's ministry, but maybe in the future he'll open that veil, you know. It's just too intimate. I mean, it's just, that's a place for you and him. Amen. But for the most part, his mission here right now is to train us in these operations, but also teach us how to move through the door, move in the garden of rest, get into the lily's grace, understand how that flow works, understand how that works. And then from there, each one of you can move on up into the Father. Amen. And find out who you are. You're never really going to know who you are until you get to the Father. You're never going to know your full capacity of how he's going to plant the heavens in you. Because if we're just depending on the anointing to come upon us, just a glorious thing, it'll always be limited. The Lord didn't have that because he dwelt in oneness with the Father. He goes, my anointing came because I dwell in the Father, my Father dwells in me. That's a huge statement. That's where he wants to get us. Amen. So glory. So let's see what else he has for today. Let's give the Lord a hand for that. Hallelujah. He wants you to know, because this is true intercession. This kind of intercession is as high as it gets. Amen. This is as high as it gets, because you can birth, like Paul Young Cho birthed the largest single church in the known world, of a million people. Packs 50,000. He did it 10 times a day. I don't know if he's still doing it, but 50,000 seat church. He'd pack it out 10,000. He'd pack out 50,000 seat church 10 times a day. Can you imagine that? Running. I seen it. I was there. I know how they run them in and run them out. Glory. He did that because he found this birthing center. He found it in the 70s. God's taken this to a whole nother level. Because this is one of the primary ways that the body of Christ is going to come into levels unseen. It's going to birth in the garden. You got to readjust your eyesight to what you're looking for. If your desire is waiting for something to happen out here, you don't understand yet. If you think he's going to drop it out there, he can do that. He does do that, but he does that to people. He has no other alternative, and none of that can truly last if he just drops it. But if you cultivate it and conceive within and understand what I'm trying to tell you, when this comes out, it'll forever stand. When something's birthed out of you like this, it'll forever stand. It will never wane. Amen? Because the Father stays with it the whole time. It's a joint ownership of the kingdom of God with you and the Father. Amen? And you can birth assets, or you can birth the anointing without measure. You can birth, I mean, there are so many things I want to get into. I want to believe God for 1,000 sons and daughter disciples, not a church of 1,000 people. I'm not interested in that because that's just people. I want sons and daughters, 1,000 birthing machines that have the capacity. I believe God to bring them here. Amen. I want the Capernaum inheritance. I want to birth in. I'm seeing all this, everything in that constitution I want to birth. Trust me. I can't wait for the next thing. That's the way it is with you. When you're like this, you're like always like, I love this place. I want the next one. I'm like, we get to do this the rest of our life. It's the faith is the most glorious thing ever when you're operating in this particular realm like this. You're not going to experience like this without the Father. You can't, because you won't have that continuous flow of love. That's why you got to get to the Father. The Lord knew exactly what he's talking about. So I encourage you, if you really want this, here's the things you can do. First thing you do is Chris, put up the website. Every one of you know the website around here. Praise Allah. We are the website. All this started, I've left all this in the recent teachings. And I looked at it the other day. I'm like, golly, look at all those things. All that started when I found the Father in October. I haven't. Usually I'll compact them all into a series and shove them over and start recents again. I've left it all there. And anyway, if you go to recent teachings on the website, you can just see a whole string of them. The whole mystery is there of John 14, 15, 16, 17. I would encourage you, if you want this, to go and listen to those until you see it. You got to see it. There's so many keys there. There's so many keys. You'll see the progression. When you see that, it sets a compass. The more you listen to this particular, because people want to say, I want to move in this place. But if you don't have a compass, you're not going to get there. Because what happens, you're trying to move and you're moving into a blank field. Why? The word has not come alive yet. You got to listen until it lives. Listen until it lives. If you want to learn how to enter in the rest, go to the Right Hand of God diagram series. I've got some incredible teachings on the rest of that. Listen until it lives, and then you can move to what you see. If you're not seeing it, you're living in a blank field. How many of you try to pray and I'm trying to move something, but I can't get anywhere because I'm blanking out? You don't have enough revelation. You're trying to move in an arena you have no light for. You got to fill the heart with where you're going. Amen? And as you fill the heart, the Holy Spirit takes that word and he causes it to live. And he brings a light to that place. And oh, I see it now. I can close my eyes, but I see where I'm going because this word becomes the lamp to my feet. If you're tapping out, sometimes it's because you don't have enough image yet. You don't have enough compass. You haven't let the Holy Spirit. Hunger alone will cause you to beat the air. It's hunger that's focused. We have to focus the hunger into a place that's defined by revelation. Amen? And once it's defined by revelation, it gets in you, and then you move to that place. You see. If you close your eyes, you don't see anything. You ain't going nowhere. Amen? How do I see? You fill your heart with the word. Amen? Then you, if some of you are trying to reach up to the Father, he says, if you keep my words, you get to the Father. You don't have enough revelation, get more revelation until you see it. Now we're dwelling in the Father. Isn't that glorious? And the Father, just like he said, the Father will dwell in you. Hallelujah. He's going to bring the kingdom. And he's coming with it. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are going to orchestrate the kingdom.